This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. With school back in session, students are having to readjust from their summer sleeping habits. In this edition of Vital Signs, tips for helping teenagers transition. I spoke with Dr. Barbara Durso, the pediatrician at Parkland Hospital System in Dallas, began by explaining why teenagers tend to be such night owls. This is an issue that's kind of dear to your heart, isn't it?
Yes. My husband and I have two young adult daughters now, but when they were teenagers, we had a constant battle of trying to get them to get to bed in a reasonable time so they could wake up on time in the morning and get to school. And I think that's a struggle that probably every parent can relate to.
I know. I can remember myself as a teenager. My brother is a teenager. They're notorious night owls. Why?
There are changes in the brain that happen around puberty, and it actually shifts your sleep cycle to later so that you literally don't feel sleepy until much, much later compared to when you were a younger child. The onset of sleepiness occurs later and later. So for a lot of teens, they don't feel sleepy until 11, midnight, 1 a.m. compared to, say, a younger school-age child who might feel sleepy around 8 or 9.
But how much sleep do teens need at that point?
There's different guidelines that you'll see put out by different professional agencies. The most recent one that I saw was 8 to 10 hours, and I actually saw one summary that said 9 1/4 hours, like it was a very precise amount of sleep that a teenager needed.
Either way, though, if they're getting the amount of sleep they need going to bed that late, they're not at school on time.
Right. Dallas ISD actually is one of the school districts in the area that has followed the American Academy of Pediatrics recommendation that came out a few years ago for schools to start the school day later for high school students. They start the high schoolers at 9 a.m. They start the junior high students at 8:30, and then the elementary school start a little bit before that.
But that's not the case all over. So
No. What
do you do with teens to help them get better sleep, more sleep?
I think the first thing is to help them understand how important it is, that it can affect their health. And for teens, the way to get them to think about health is to think about appearance. So lack of sleep leads to an increased development of acne. So you could try the vanity approach. The other one is to just lay down some clear-cut guidelines in your own household about access to electronic devices. Teenagers now are glued to their cell phones and other screen devices.
And there is a concern about the so-called blue light that comes from cell phones and these other devices and how that affects your sleep too.
Yes, absolutely. So there are some apps you can download to put on your phone that put an orange cast on the screen to decrease that blue light.
Okay.
The idea is to decrease your brain's exposure to those particular light levels so that the brain will start making the melatonin hormone, which is needed for drowsiness.
Ah.
So getting off of electronic devices at least an hour before you need to go to sleep, doing something relaxing, something that is not stimulating to your mind, and also making sure that they keep the same sleep schedule every day of the week. They go to bed the same time on Monday through Friday as they do on Saturday and Sunday. What tends to happen for a lot of teenagers is they don't get enough sleep Monday through Friday because they're going to bed at 11 or 12, maybe not actually falling asleep until 1, and they've still got to get up at 7. So they've only gotten 6 hours that night instead of the 8 to 10 that they need. Every night, that shortfall adds up. So by Friday night, you've got 5 times that many hours that you're lacking in sleep. And then you end up with the teenager who sleeps until 2 and 3 in the afternoons on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
So really important that they keep the same sleep schedule and that parents be aware that they need to average 8 to 10 hours.
Why is it bad when teenagers don't get enough sleep?
Not having enough sleep is associated with a lot of health effects, mood disorders like depression or anxiety are worse with lack of sleep. Lack of sleep can be a trigger for migraine headaches. Lack of sleep can affect driving. Teenagers who don't get enough sleep are more likely to have car accidents. A sleep-deprived driver is like a drunk driver. When you think about teenage drivers, they're already inexperienced drivers prone to accidents. And then you layer that sleep deprivation on top of it, that's not a good recipe for safety.
No. I have to ask, how did you conquer that problem in your own home?
I can't say I was very successful at it. I will fess up right here and now.
So go to bed because I say so doesn't that work?
Exactly. And having a mom come in and share with you all the different reasons why you need to go to bed doesn't always work. One thing my girls did do was they did do the orange screen on their apps. Mm-hmm. My older daughter was probably more willing to accept the advice. I think my younger daughter, now that she's going off to college, has learned that for her, not scheduling her college classes early in the morning is important. That was some great advice she got. You know, if you can't get out of bed by 8 a.m., don't give yourself a class at 8 a.m. So thinking about that when you're doing your college scheduling is important. You have a little bit more control over that than you do in high school.
Dr. Durso, thank you for being with me.
Well, thank you very much.